Blog Talk Radio.
Elevated fraud.
Baby boy, pretty soon you gotta make a choice. Hell nah, ain't no Santa Claus. Let them keep their God, nigga, pray to yours.
Never lose sight of the true light.
If you're here to play what you playing for, keep your soul right. Cause the low life ain't you. It's true, that what she told me. Mama, yeah, she rose me. She said if I'm walking in the light, it's gonna be lonely. I won't have no friends in the end. Ain't no homies. So I keep my Glock cocked, staring at the clock. Watching it talk, no tipping my soul for real. My nigga, I'm so for real. I swear my life ain't no candy rain. This ain't no soul for real. I might just kick in the dough for real. I am a soldier still. Lay down that law with the loaded steel. You better hold it still. I put my enemies on payroll. They don't know I see them coming. They would never see that coming. I got so many who depending on the Pharaoh. Trying to keep the ship from jumping. Why these niggas jumping ship? I see them running. Run, run. Better outrun my gun. Green light, green light. If you sleeping on fade, niggas sleep tight. But your girl wanna taste, she see light. I don't want a new baby, but she might. And I ain't tryna cuff nor smash it. I ain't throwing up, get blasted. I ain't tryna puff, I'm past it. I don't need drugs, I'm classic, yeah. Mama told me not to worry, just kill it. I'm steady rolling with the chamber of receivers. I'm not gon' hold it, I prefer to reveal it. I knock a hole in every one of you villains. I know it's lonely at the top. I would never chew the drop. Damn phase, you done came up. Nigga, pray that you would stop. I can hear my mama say,
real life.
Never tell them all your plans.
Real life.
You gon' be amazing. They gon' see your face, yeah. And they gon' want your heart again. Make sure you tell them shut the hell up. Talking, we beefing, we ain't squash. My legion keep the car. We proceed with caution. You and all that talk. When you see me, it's your coffin. I'm lethal with the carbon. We proceed with caution. Shorty talking. She said she in love with my drip, I mean my sauce. She hit my line, she said she need a bin, I call her Carson. I left her on all, then I hopped inside the foreign. Who she think I are, man? Pull up in that respect, my door tie, I'm caught, man. I ain't come to bargain, I come to shake up the industry. I want your head on the plate with my dinner be. Not finna let up, y'all wasting y'all energy. Not finna get in the way of my victory. Hop in the jet, I'm racing the enemy. On the way to my infinity swerve. Blowing paper while I'm bending the curve. Nigga, act about that little bitty cat. Tell them face about to get on the nerve. You were flexing, I was ripping and working. You try to shine,
you try to shine.
You know who you is. You and your mama, y'all hated my shine,
hated my shine.
I blow out your candle light. Me and the clan so pipe. And we are not sparing your life. We try to blam on sight. Get popped like a van on sight. I blow like a fan on sight. I keep a unk in this lid. So you know who I am on sight. Still hear my mama say, never tell them all your plans. You gon' be amazing. They gon' see your face, yeah. And they gon' want your heart again. Make sure you tell them shut the hell up talking. We beefing, we ain't squash. My legion keep the cop. We proceed with caution. You and all that talk. When you see me, it's your coffin. I'm lethal with the carbon. We proceed with caution. Yeah.
She says she in love.
Yeah, she says she in love. Look, I'm on the way. Proceed with caution.
Hey, yo. Hey, shout out to Pharaohs Worldwide, man. Shout out to 1K, man. CBK, Shaolin Gang.
We got a problem.
Yo.
Let's go. Bullets on top of the ocean. I go to war by my partner. Flame it up like Waka Flocka. They gon' click on block.
They put a hole in your neck, yeah.
no duet, and they leave you wet. Hope you niggas ain't forget. Pharaoh clan ain't finished yet. I got them bets. I'm the master, you the pet. I'm the baddest, you regret. Run in your mouth. I put my feet to your teeth. 4GOD, I got leash. Pharaoh clan don't come in peace. Leave a phantom on the street. Hey, bro, don't try to push if I don't talk to feds. I don't got no cover for the walking dead. I'm surprised your world ain't in the coffin yet.
All I see is dead.
Bullets on top of the altar. I go to war by my partner. Flame it up like Waka Flocka.
Our friends and our enemies. Everybody is here. As many of you know, last March,
it's about that time. The goddess is to be awakened.
Can you see her?
I see her. I see her. She's near.
Through the valleys of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, I'm the one that's left. Apex predator dealing with Steph. Ghost town, welcome to the ninth circle of hell. They think that they better than we are, later than David Letterman. We hit the scene, you irrelevant. I'm elevated, levitating elephants and dragons against the pelicans. Parallel to the heaven sent, making the devil sin. We are war battling, gangsters moving, pharaohs traveling. I send my legion to the Vatican. Black sight to get jackknife, got black eyes, I'm that type. Leave track lines on your crack spine, got tech nines on your backside. Cut your gas line as a pastime, blow your past life to the next slide. That Mac Roger get baptized, and if you ask why, you get your next slice. Life consumed by the dead. You represent trust feds and fake dreads. I represent bust heads and break legs. You rock a snap back, I rock a snap neck. My hobby is the pit of bodies, low round, most high Omari. The ghost is calling, in the lab embalming the fallen. They know the vow, your soul around where that rose found. When that motor sound, we chose now. Then wolves howl, cause it goes down, it goes down.
About to go wake up the goddess. It's actually a good thing. Everything's on time.
Know the game, know the game. This is the goddess, look, give it ease for me.
Right.
Tell her to put some positive energy on it. Visualize with
her. Right.
I mean, it's like a right hand man. It's gonna help with any intention.
So let's go. Yeah.
Do that. Let's stay woke.
Stay woke.
In the game.
on that square, you feel me? Looking to the east, rolling with knives, yeah. Nah, 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 we back, flipping the six, you feel me? We back, we woke, we real woke nation. We Pharaoh Clan, we Lit Crew, we up squad. We up in there. We on top of that mountain, you feel me? Standing on top of the pyramid. Third eye lit, third eye lit, third eye lit. I see, I see, I see. Pharaoh was burning. That solar, that solar, that solar. We real woke. We real woke. We real woke. I see, I see, I see. You niggas in ghost town need to wake up. Time to wake up. Take up your art. Yeah, real woke. Walk on that nine. Yeah, real woke. I see, I see, I see what burning. That solar. Time to let them know what time is, Pharaoh. 9 o'clock, we set on that nine, you feel me? We real woke. On that square, time to wake up. Open your eyes.
Anuki and Pushan, a rabbinet, Jim and Sajur Shishan, Riket, Hanu, Nebet, Minet, Bush, Tizan, and Het. Anuki and Papa, Apu, Nateru.
Time to wake up.
Time to wake up.
All right, we're about to get this show started.
I've been on this air. There has been a lot going on. I've been getting emails, I've been getting messages, I've been getting calls, and everybody's been saying, like, why you don't do the show? Why won't you do the show? And I'm like, yo, life is life. You know, I'll come back, you know, but it's not that I just stopped. It's just that other things started happening and my schedule was retarded. Like, now I have more time after midnight. Like, I'm up until about 6 o'clock after I get, you know, the children squared away for that day. Then, you know, I get some rest, but it's just been really, really interesting. So I've been putting it off, and every time I'm going to come back, I'm going to do a show, then something else happens. So even though, again, I guess that's just going to be me not prepared for a show, I just said, let me break through. Let me be the blockbuster to my own self for what it is that everybody is asking me for to be able to deliver. Because, you know, it's been a wonderful journey, man. And, you know, I didn't really want to start the show to begin with. I felt it was because of someone else or others' needs that allowed me to start it. And, you know, I think, though, that I can notice the difference when I'm not communicating with people, that people really do benefit from experiencing my viewpoints on the things that we go through in this realm. So tonight is my first shadow back, and let me get my own self, you know what I'm saying, a little pat on the back for it. My bad, y'all. And again, I'm stumbling through. They say you don't ever forget how to ride a bike, but you get on that mug and you might fall off once or twice before you pick back up again. But it's been real. It's been a real experience. It really has. And there's been days when I said, dang, I should do a show about this. And more than one time I said, it would be beneficial if I just strap a camera to like my forehead and walk around throughout my life and allow people to see the things that I experienced, because people wouldn't believe it. You just wouldn't believe it. It's like a real live TV show, my life. And it has many funny moments. Like, it's laughter all the time. Crazy stuff be popping. But I'm back now. I'm not going to definitively put a time on it, even though I know that there needs to be something permanent. Because people really do want to hear from me. There have been a lot of things happening on the in my absence. Excuse me. And people just want to know what I feel about it. And if they don't have access to me, then they really don't know how to take. Those who have had access to me have been privy. One of the main things that I've had a lot of conversation about, you know, deals with religion and some of the movement with what the laws are, you know, people's rights and stuff like that. And it's been interesting that there's been an explosion of, you know, Christianity being pretty much dumped in the toilet. Like they say, there will be no stone left unturned. So people are really beginning to see and look and do their research and step out of that box that they were put in by their pastors and other people that made them afraid to ask questions. And now they're questioning and they're researching and they're finding out the truth about it all. And, you know, a lot of things have been going on that people have been dealing with as far as experiencing bouts of racism, which, you know, I think is utterly ridiculous at this point. However, it does exist, and there are people that are out there really dealing with these types of situations. So my thing is, to the majority of the people that I was talking to about it, if you know the truth, if you put the truth out there and just deal with it for what it is, let everybody's emotions be put aside for a minute, and let's just deal with the truth about what's been moving. The truth about what's been going on for all these years that has everybody in an uproar. Everybody is screaming about some type of injustice. Everybody can feel the pressures of living in this space and time. And if you look at the reality of it and you deal with the truth of it, and from that point, growth can happen. You can't grow in this space where we are with the universe changing, with the planets changing, with people's DNA changing, the sun is changing, the moon is, that's one of the biggest interesting topics that I know about right now. Everything is changing. You can no longer keep going with the same rhetoric that you've been running. It's not possible. It's not acceptable either. People are not receptive to lies as easy as they were at one point. So I said to everybody that I was communicating with, if you deal with the truth first, then you'll be able to move forward. And what is the truth, you say? The truth is, religions were set up to control masses of people. And that's the reality of it. All of the major religions, when you look at the origin of them, I call them schools of thought. And I've been through, you know, most of them, the schools of thought. They were devised to keep people in line, so to say. When you look at the reality of what exists here, where we live, and on the North American continent, there was an order to things prior to us allowing the people who had these religions to come over here on this land. And if you look at the truth about it, if you study and find the truth about that, then you can kind of comprehend where the friction is coming from. It really has nothing to do with race at this point. If you tell everybody, because we all been lied to, everybody was told the same lies in school, you know, learning about the so-called forefathers, learning about the so-called United States, you know, pledging allegiance to the flag. We all went through those same things. To get to a point where you find out that there's no validity in things that you've been learning, that it's not true, that you've been learning things that were deliberately put together to formulate a system that will keep you out of your proper person here without having the proper knowledge of self, and that's on all sides of the board, without being in alignment with your true destiny ever. What is for you your birthright? Your inheritance, things that you have attached to you that you had no knowledge of. If they would just tell the truth about how they got in power, about how they came onto this land, because they deal with you according to land. They deal with you according to maritime law, the law of the sea, the waters. If they would tell the truth, though, about how they got here. And what comes after that would set the whole planet back in order. The problem that we're having on the planet is that the people that are supposed to be running the planet no longer know who they are through deliberate deception and miseducation. So that is the preamble to what I've chosen, this shadow as slavery by consent. And I was looking through trying to find a video that wasn't boring. Like, nine of them was like, y'all know I got ABC. I can't do it. If you can't capture me, I can't have it. But this one is kind of short. It's about 10 minutes. And it's 10 minutes of one of the ancestors of the settlers explaining what was done to the native aboriginals, indigenous people, the Moors, on this land. So I'm going to push play, and I'm going to take notes. I was going to stop in between, but I'm not. I'm going to let it run. And I'm going to take notes, and then I'm going to discuss, or we're going to discuss, what it is that she's saying in regards to the U.S. being a corporation, not a country.
We've all talked about the Constitution and this country being founded on it. My problem is when I start talking about it, I get very upset. So forgive me, this will pass. There has been perpetrated upon us the most heinous crime against humanity, and it goes so far back that you can't blame any of the administration because they are not a government. They are the United States Corporation. The U.S. government incorporated as a for-profit commercial enterprise in the Legislative Act of February 21st, 1871, 41st Congress, Session 3, chapter 62, page 419, and chartered a federal company entitled United States, i.e., United States, aka U.S. Incorporated, a commercial agency originally designated as Washington, D.C., in accordance with the so-called 14th Amendment, which the records indicate was never ratified. The United States government is a foreign corporation with respect to the state. 19 Corpus Juris Secundum 541, location of United States. The United States is located in the District of Columbia. Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico was appointed receiver over the bankrupt United States in the reorganization plan number 26 in 1950. Title 5, United States Code, Section 903, Public Law 94-564. The Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico, Title 27, Code of Federal Regulations, Section 251.11, the title, Secretary of the Treasury, is a euphemistic abbreviation of the actual title, Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico. The Internal Revenue Service was incorporated in Delaware, is not a part of the supposed U.S. government, which is but a de facto for-profit corporation masquerading as a government. It operates out of Puerto Rico. This is the IRS. It's not registered to do business in any state, is the bookkeeping and debt collection arm of the Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico. They collect for the International Monetary Fund. Everybody who gets up into the administration, the Congress, the legislation, all the way down to the local level are corporations, private companies. We are their chattels. We are their inventory. They make money off of us, and you don't even know how deep it goes. And I apologize for my passion about this. But when I found this out, it was the only time that I felt hatred for the evil slime who did this to us. In 1871, when the United States became incorporated, they attached our birth certificates to a CUSIP number on the stock exchange, which equals slave trade, and it's done every time a baby is born. There is a bond trust account set up, and they trade us on the stock market. And this is all documented, and I know it's shocking. Some of you are hearing this.
Wait a minute, I just had to pause it. I apologize. It's just too much information that she's given for me to not address it as it goes. It's just too much. There's no way I can keep up with even the emotion that's going with each thing that she's saying. I do want to cover the part where she says that United States is supposed to be located in the District of Columbia only. That's 10 square miles of space that was allotted to them to operate it. That's the United States, the U.S. Only in those 10 square miles do they have jurisdiction. Now, the question would be, how did they get to be now able to expand as far as they had all around this place? How? If their space was 10 square miles in the District of Columbia. That's interesting. She gave codes and things too. I don't know if everybody's paying attention. You would have to go back. But she gave you the codes where you can go yourself and look up and see where these things exist. I did want to mention that. You know, that's a good thing about it. You can go and you can check it out, and you know how it is once you really search it and you really want to know truth. Once you look at one thing, it'll open the door for something else, and it just keeps going till you find out a conglomerate of what's moving. She spoke about the IRS being a de facto for-profit corporation. De facto is fake. It's not real. De facto is one that is operating in lieu of the one that should be operating. It's not the real thing. It's, all of this is corporate. All of it. And it's a for-profit corporation. And she gave information about that. And the corporations are private companies, is one of the things that she spoke about. They're all private companies. Not government like they're tricking everybody into thinking. They're not even the actual system that should be operating. They're operating because we have allowed them to operate. I don't know if she got to that part yet or not. But it's this whole thing is really, when you look at it, it has many layers to it. And it's so deep that we should really have been taught this from our grandparents, who should have been taught this from birth. That's how deep it is, and that's how much you have to learn. And it's just like so much going on at a time where you have to learn it all kind of fast. And it's really, it takes some working. You have to know etymology to know what's really going on around you, to not be a part of the sheeple. You have to know what these words really mean that they're using and they're saying. You know, and they say ignorance of the law is no excuse. So if you have no knowledge of who you are, even if by the deception of another being or another corporation, that's not on them. That's on you. And this is the charge that everybody has, and whether they know it or not, it's imperative that you seek truth. Seek the truth about what's happening around you, the land that you're walking on, as well as, you know, the sun that's in your sky. And the other planets as well, and where we are in that too. But in having knowledge of self will automatically allow you to align with that. You're out of alignment because of the fact that you're out of alignment. But you had no knowledge of being out of alignment. And that's the part that makes me upset, because I don't think that that's fair. Nobody had a fair shake in it. And then when she was speaking on certain things, saying that that's how I felt when I found out that Jesus wasn't real. When I found out that the settlers came here and brought Christianity over here to my land where my people are, and we were never supposed to have that, that was per the agreement for them to come, but they brought it anyway. And not only did they bring it, but they killed millions of us to force it on us. And here it is now, that this same system that they have set up, with Christianity being the backing, the foundation for a lot of it, which is deception, and they're causing my people to suffer, not even to know who they are for real. Tell everybody that you started with slavery, which is a lie. You didn't start with slavery. And it's not slavery. For those of us who are here in this U.S., it's not slavery. We were prisoners of war. You know what I mean? They're operating on our land. They have usurped the land, just like how you read about it in history books. That's what has happened. And our land is under occupation. So with our land being under occupation, these rules that everybody's complaining about, the ones that were given up at birth, in exchange, these statutes are the same ones that they're using to cause this situation to become worse and worse, because you don't know who you are. You gave up birth rights when you got the birth certificate in exchange for statutory rights. We didn't know that. Our parents didn't know that. Our grandparents didn't know that. They were taught that this was the thing to do. So in removing yourself from your birthright, you had no reason to figure out even what birthright entails, or that you should be interested in a birthright. But getting in alignment with who you are and knowing that you do have a choice is important for the balancement of the entire planet. And what's needed now is a balance of the entire planet. All right? Just wanted to say that part. Let me go back.
We've all talked about the Constitution and this country being founded on it. My problem is when I start talking about it, I get very upset. So forgive me, this will pass.
Oh my God. Did it start over? See, that's that shit. That's what I'm talking about. New comeback. You can't hit the pause button and go back to where you were. You got to start all the way over. Okay, so this time, I'll get straight through it. That's some bull. That's what's up.
We've all talked about the Constitution and this country being founded on it.
That's some bullshit.
My problem is when I start talking about it, I get very upset. So forgive me, this will pass. There has been perpetrated upon us the most heinous crime against humanity, and it goes so far back that you can't blame any of the administration because they are not a government. They are the United States Corporation. The U.S. government incorporated as a for-profit commercial enterprise in the Legislative Act of February 21st, 1871, 41st Congress, Session 3, Chapter 62, page 419, and chartered a federal company entitled United States, i.e., United States, aka U.S. Incorporated, a commercial agency originally designated as Washington, D.C., in accordance with the so-called 14th Amendment, which the records indicate was never ratified. The United States government is a foreign corporation with respect to the state. 19 Corpus Juris Secundum 541, location of United States. The United States is located in the District of Columbia. Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico was appointed receiver over the bankrupt United States in the reorganization plan number 26 in 1950. Title 5, United States Code, Section 903, Public Law 94-564. The Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico. Title 27, Code of Federal Regulations, Section 251.11, the title, Secretary of the Treasury, is a euphemistic abbreviation of the actual title, Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico. The Internal Revenue Service was incorporated in Delaware, is not a part of the supposed U.S. government, which is but a de facto for-profit corporation masquerading as a government. It operates out of Puerto Rico. This is the IRS. It's not registered to do business in any state. Is the bookkeeping and debt collection arm of the Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico. They collect for the International Monetary Fund. Everybody who gets up into the administration, the Congress, the legislation, all the way down to the local level are corporations, private companies. We are their chattel. We are their inventory. They make money off of us, and you don't even know how deep it goes. And I apologize for my passion about this. But when I found this out, it was the only time that I felt hatred for the evil slime who did this to us. In 1871, when the United States became incorporated, they attached our birth certificates to a CUSIP number on the stock exchange, which equals slave trade, and it's done every time a baby is born. There is a bond trust account set up, and they trade us on the stock market, and this is all documented, and I know it's shocking. Some of you are hearing this for the very first time, and you're thinking, oh my God, how could they possibly? They go so far as to trick us that have you ever been to court and the judge says, do you understand? Don't ever say you do. Say, no, Your Honor, I do not understand. That simple little word doesn't mean what you think it does. You have just given him permission, if you say, yes, I do understand, that you're going to stand under whatever he wants to lay on top of you. The courts are admiralty courts. The judges, the attorneys, all belong to the Bar Association. It's still a little bit vague as to what bar stands for, but we do know the first word is for British. Some people say accredited, some say attorney, and a registry. They do not work for us, we the people. We the people are working for them. We don't need a gold standard. We are the value to the Federal Reserve note. We can give value to our United States currency. The Constitution that they're teaching today, as wonderful it is to learn about a big portion of it, it's not the correct Constitution. It's actually a second Constitution, and that's the one that they wrote when they went incorporated. In 1933, there was the Emergency Banking Act. You've got the War Powers Act, Trading with Enemies Act, and every year, the United States Corporation, masquerading as our supposed government, which is no more than elected officials like a CEO and the stockholders board for AT&T or Microsoft. So you're not voting for a legislation. You're not voting for a representative because each and every one of them are bonded under a United States corporation. There's 37,000 subsidiaries of that corporation. Every agency, when you look it up on Dun & Bradstreet, is listed as a corporation. It is a for-profit private company, and we are their inventory. I feel bad knowing that I've been enslaved all this time, and I'm sorry for the people during the civil rights, all the wonderful ones who were already in slavery, and they thought they were freed. We've all been in this boat together, and people need to really wake up, and we need to hold these corporate officials' feet to the fire and insist the corporation must be dissolved, the Federal Reserve must be banned from this country, and we must turn our system of judiciary back to a common law. If there's no harm, no loss, there's no crime. And everything else is a way to get you to pay. Even the court systems are hooked up to the CUSIP system. When you get a case number on a court document and you're being charged with something, why do you think they call it a bill or being charged? Because that's exactly what's happening. They set that court number up, and it's attached to the stock exchange, too. And from the moment you're arrested or charged, they start trading you on the stock market, swapping you just like they were with the derivatives and the default swaps on the mortgage. And that's a whole nother thing. We all know that's coming out in the mainstream media. Federal Reserve is meeting on November 2nd, the same day as elections. All I can say is wait for the sky to fall because they know their house of cards is tumbling in on top of them. And if I don't do nothing but go to my grave, I will see them pay for their evil that they have committed not only against our nation, but every nation out there, it's been an illusion, and they just, and every person who gets up, even Jan Brewer, Trent Franks, I don't care who they are, they know their position. They know they've been lying to you. Why do you think they have such a disregard for the Constitution? The Constitution. They know that they're doing as they damn well please, because as an employee of a company, can you go tell the boss how to run his company? Do you think he's going to change because of you? And when you add this all up and you think back to, especially lately, it's rolling over so quickly on itself. So when you go to those, you go to the polls, I'm going to the polls, but I'm writing in the name of Jesus Christ, because there's no one, I will not vote for the lesser of evil, because evil is evil.
All right, that concludes it. I agree with everything except that last part she said. I'm not riding anywhere in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me just put that on the record. I don't deal with them, those Romans and their trickery and all of that stuff. I'm not a part of that. But I had to take a lot of notes. One of the things she did say was 14th Amendment was not a part of the original Constitution. There are two constitutions at play. You have the Constitution for the United States of America, and that's for the United States of America Republic, the original one. And then the one that the U.S. came up with that she spoke about is the Constitution of the United States. So there are two. They overlap that second one on top of the first one, which was the original way that things were moving prior to the settlers being allowed to come over here. So they lapped this second one on top that deals with these agencies and all these, you know, this chattel situation that we have going on here now. That the not real Constitution. So if you are a 14th Amendment citizen, then everything that you're dealing with applies to the corporate side of the Constitution. The corporate Constitution, that all capital letter U, that, you know, every corporations can only deal with corporations. So if you are doing business in all capital letters, that is the dead entity U that, you know, they created at the time of birth when you gave them the authority to give you a birth certificate. It is that certificate that they use to trade you on the stock market. At that point of doing that, you give up your birthright in exchange for the statutory right that everybody's dealing with these so-called officers. They can say, oh, you ran through a yellow light, so I'm going to give you this citation, this, you know, this document that says that now you have to come to court and we can get some fiat out of you, because it's not money. It's not money at all, because back in 1930s, they went bankrupt again, and they, you know, created this fiat that we're using. So the, as she spoke about, the currency, the dollar, the so-called dollar, is now backed by humans. At one point, it was backed by gold, and then they came up with that petrodollar that was backed by oil. But now this Federal Reserve note that you have is backed by humans that are being traded on the stock market. Every time a baby is born and you get those birth certificates, that's what you do. And the mother is being listed as the informant, so therefore the mother is informing them that she's delivering into this birth, which is what a ship comes up into the birth. So during birth, I'm going to, you know, transfer over. As I pull up to the dock, you know, the dock is the doctor, the one that delivers the baby, like how a boat pulls up to the dock. Okay, you pull up, you know, to the dock, and you deliver, and you transfer this package to them. Now they take ownership of what I found, not only that baby, these beings have gone so far as to take ownership of the baby's eggs. There are millions of eggs that every female child has in her lifetime, at least a million. So they have ownership of those eggs as well as that baby. This is how deep it is. And it all deals with you and your birthright, you knowing what your birthright is and what that's about, that you can become competent instead of being as a minor in these people's systems as chattel. She spoke of chattel was the next word that I wrote down. That's inventory, something that they make money off of and trade in the stock market. They have humans listed as chattel through those birth certificates. She said, and there's a CUSIP number. Y'all have seen them. People who do banking and stuff like that, I know y'all have seen them, the CUSIP numbers. That equals slave trade, she said. So anytime you see a CUSIP, like you can get into the back of your Social Security card, you know, that shows a particular ownership as well, where you're traded. Everything that you do, every document you have, they're using it as a form of trade to pull from your estate that you don't know you have. That's what's happening. And it says, when you go to court, she said, when a judge says to you, do you understand? And most people just say yes. But they're actually saying that you will be standing under everything that they'll throw at you. And, you know, I don't use the term understand. I always use overstand. And it's for that very reason. I'm not going to stand under anything. I'm going to stand over it. So when you're coming into these courtrooms, you have no knowledge that that's what these people are saying and doing and relating to. And they say ignorance of the law is no excuse. So whether you know it or not, going to use it on you. And she spoke about Admiralty Court. Like I said, the laws of the water, they're using Admiralty law on you. She spoke about the bar. First word being British. No one, there's a dispute on what the other two are. These are words that you should definitely be researching if you are very new to this information. Because once you start looking, one door leads to another, and you'll find out more about what's happening in this whole matrix. It says that these laws and stuff do not work for we the people. You know, it's always been about we the people, meaning the people have the power, the people have the say, and they have stepped out of that now and allowed it to be that this invisible so-called government body has the say. So, you know, if it's not ourselves, law and master, then somebody else has to govern you. If you're not able to govern yourself, then you, therefore you must be governed. And they raised all of us thinking as those who needed to be governed. We never even knew that there was a choice. And they say, well, that's not on them. So this is why I chose, you know, this, because it's been coming up in a lot of conversations, like just around the board. And I just think that it's interesting how, you know, in all of the conversations, no one knows each other, but everybody is still having some form of discussion about it. Okay, that it was not the correct constitution. We spoke about that. We are the value of the Federal Reserve notes. We spoke about that, which shows you that we're really dealing with something that has no value. It's no different from monopoly money, except for the fact that we accept that it's real. It's for debt only. It says it on the front of it, for all debts. So when you go out and you're thinking that you're buying something, you're not buying anything, but that's what you think, though. So you think you're buying something, you're just offsetting debt. Those are like promissory notes saying, okay, I'll pay you later. You're promising to pay because it's not money, it's fiat. It's not bad, anything other than human energy now, the humans. She spoke about the 1933 Emergency Bank Act, and that these certain things that she spoke about are things I think y'all need to look into, because you'll see the different acts that they came up with to further their agenda that they're working now on the masses, unbeknownst to the masses. She said that every agency is listed on Dun & Bradstreet. Dun & Bradstreet, for those who don't know, it's for like the big businesses. It's like real business. So you can really find everything and everybody that's everybody there. So Dun & Bradstreet is where things are traded. You know, you list your stocks and stuff like that. So they are using people as an inventory through that channel. Every agency, she said, that they have is listed as a corporation on Dun & Bradstreet. All right, we got 90 seconds before the show is going to cut off. If you're not on the radio, I guess you're going to have to come back and listen to it later. But the civil rights, the Federal Reserve is what y'all need to look into. Common law, look into that. Look into what charge means, admiralty court, bond stop, QCIP, chattel, constitution, and that's that. And I guess I'm going to end it on this note. Since they're going to end it, I'm going to end it too. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
They can never get on it the way you be walking like effing opponent. Yes, I condone it. Trust me, trust me, trust me. You know I can lay it down. New flows, I can make you proud. Move close, girl, you appealing. Let me open doors. Chocolate rain on your windshield. Can we wait? Can we sit still? Girl, you know my loving been real. I ain't studying what your friends feel. Girl, them kisses pull me in still. Keep me floating, baby, ice in the drain. You know how it is when you got your hand and you've been trying to play it right, but you can't. The life you living ain't the life of a saint. Can't nobody put your body to shame. Ain't no fire that be topping your flame, and they don't like it. But I'm not Instagram, and they don't like it, they can keep scrolling. I keep a woke in the night, yeah. I keep a close to the light, yeah. I be supposed to be right here.
All I wanted was to love you. All I wanted was some loyalty, baby. Oh, can't you see, baby? I want it, me, baby. I feel like it's just me, lady. So come dance in this chocolate rain. You say you ready to ride, so baby, hop on this train. And we ride.
I guess it's going to be for the people who just are able to still be tuned in or for whoever get it next, right? Okay, so I go up to my door because my son says to me that somebody's at the door and they see two women. They're professionally dressed, so they kind of threw me off and shit. Straight set up, right? It was the Jehovah's Witnesses. And the first question I want to say out my mouth as soon as I saw these ladies, like, yo, what the fuck? It's Thursday. How you just going to switch? Y'all supposed to come Saturday morning so everybody know who, you know, that's going to run, going to run the house and lock the doors, turn the music on, or whatever they're going to do. But y'all straight set me up. You come at Thursday at 7 p.m. and knock on my door. So, and it's two of them, right? And I'm like, okay, they're going to double team me. And one of them pregnant. So I come out, I got my cigarette in my hand and shit. And I'm like, this is an inconvenience. But I come outside and I listen to what they have to say. And, of course, they get to the part where they ask me about some salvation type shit, right? So I asked them, I said, she talked about church and I told her I don't agree with it. And then she asked me why. And when I told her why, you know, she was on a roll from that point with receiving information. For all of y'all who think I just shitted on Jesus without a reason, let me open up a few doors for you. I said to her that I asked my pastor because I did research. And in doing my research, I found out about King James. I said in King James was a homosexual, had sex with his mom, had her head cut off. You know, he's the one who created tithing. My pastor told me it was God that said tithe. And I couldn't comprehend why God needed money, you know, but that was never explained to me until I did the research on who King James was. And I told her that it was a Caucasian that, you know, asked me a question whether or not I believed that Jesus died on the cross. And at the time that I did, you know, I did. And I went and read it myself. And I explained to her the same thing about Mary coming, you know, 3 days later, can't find the body, she crying. And there's a man dressed in gardener's clothing saying, woman, why weepest thou? You know, she says, I'm looking for my Lord and I can't find him. She go back to crying. He asked her again and she run towards him with her arm stretched out. And he says, woman, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto my Father. You know, but go and tell everybody that he has. So he first told her to go lie. Then he met with the disciples in the and said, touch me, feel me, I am flesh. My pastor always taught me that Jesus rose in the spirit. So why would he say, touch me, feel me, I am flesh? And remember, you can't add to or take away from what's written in the book according to what is in your book, right? So he says, I'll prove it. Do you have any meat? And spirits don't eat, because I was taught that when he rose in the spirit. Spirits don't wear gardener's clothing. Spirits don't eat, and spirits are not flesh. You know, not only that, but of course, the same old Cain and Abel story. It was only three boys, Cain, Abel, Seth, the replacement. How did we get here? How did Cain find a wife if we were the only people here? Why there are two creations? Why is there a creation that lasts 7 days and then somewhere in a garden that's in the east of Eden, there's a Lord God that can take dust from the ground and form man? And then there's another 7 days, but there was the first 7 days where it says male and female created he them in the race of Adam. So somebody, it's two different things going on there. And then, I couldn't get any answers there. So after I finished asking these whole questions, like, this is my land. So how is it that settlers who were given the ability to come here with the agreement that they wouldn't come with Christianity, which was not our way, bring it anyway, not only that, but kill millions of us, enforcing it on us, and then expect me to think that the same God that they've been praying to all them, to kill millions of my people, is supposed to be the God that I'm supposed to pray to have him stop. That's crazy and chaotic. And then I spoke about Ptolemy the First. She knew about it. I spoke about the J-Suite Order. You know, she knew about that too. The one that was standing to the left of me didn't have as much knowledge. She was African too. Fucking me up. She was African. Talking to me about some Caucasian ass God, because I'm white. Some Caucasian being that's supposed to come here and save my soul, that was written, that given to me by a book, in a book that's written by a homosexual man who had sex with his mom and cut her head off. Yeah, I just don't get it. However, you know, these were the things that I laid upon them. And, of course, they had no answers to it. Nor did they have answers to why the fact that, the pastors know the truth and don't want to tell the masses because they feel that they're going to lose their morals. They're scared to research. So every time she came to me with scripture, I would come to her and tell her, still, you telling me this is made by man that I don't have any faith in. This man created tithes because he couldn't impose taxes on my people anymore. So through deception, he guided them to an arena where he can charge them 10% of their earnings. Had nothing to do with saving their soul. Had nothing to do with them sitting in a room creating this fake Jesus with the face of Ptolemy the First. that sometimes they switch out with Zeus and Caesar. Still with the sun behind his head, but they won't tell y'all about that. Yeah, so I just want to put that on record because I thought it was just fucking crazy. Like, they got my ass. They got me on Thursday, but I got their ass, and it was two of them. And they said, we're going to have to do some research, and we're going to come back. But do you mind if, you know, we use the Bible because we didn't stay in format? I said, I'm fluent in the Bible. We can stay there, but you got to understand that the Bible is only a certain amount of 1,000 years old. We've been here for millions of years. So you got to, you know, as long as you can accept that I'm going to give you the foundation of that Bible that you're talking about. Because the people in that Bible are linked to the same people today that are doing things still to my people. And you out here with your book representing them. They're linked to Monsanto. They're linked to the chick that got the abortion lady. You know what I'm saying? The one who set up the clinic for depopulation. They're linked to her. They're linked to Bill Gates with his vaccine stuff. These same beings, these same families that you talk about in this Bible, that wrote this Bible for my people, to give to my folks, is responsible for their deaths now. So until you can get to that point, you're going to have to at least comprehend that we're going to have two different viewpoints. You know, because I'm extensive with mine. But I just like I opened the door for her, I'm opening it for y'all to use any of those topics. And I dare you go look. I dare you even visit a library, the reference section. I dare you. I dare you look into what is going on. They have been duping the population for a while. It was indoctrinated from birth that this is the way it's supposed to be. And they lied about it, though. All right, so that's all I got for this shadow. But I'm going to get up with y'all tomorrow, and we'll see what the topic is going to be then. Or shoot me some messages now. Now is the time to send me some more. Or maybe I should go back to some of the ones y'all sent and pick topics from back then. But we'll see. Either way, enjoy the rest of your shadow, and peace.
Very white. Political actors try to sway, but I ain't the Tyler Perry type. I got a scary fight. So many people fought this war. Why I seem like a pig with a body ain't been caught before? Send my condolences to Baltimore. Seems like she already had a bag of problems. This in Baltimore. You can't ignore the anger against these bloodthirsty 40 slangers. They pour their chambers before their hangers. And I know we don't want to hear it, but go inside it. And you see that for black on black, no one rioted. God sees the world and he keeps a golden eye on it. Like, don't you see it's yourself that you people go and fight against? But hey,
is it all for self? Don't feel bad, cause we lost as well. We look for heaven, so we fall to hell. We got one more chance to get this right. And that's now, cause it's all for real. There's soldiers in the field, that's an awful smell. Hey, we as the people have it all to tell. We got one more chance to end this fight. And that's now, is it all for self? Don't feel bad, cause we lost as well. We look for heaven, so we fall to hell. We got one more chance to get this right. And that's an awful smell. Hey, we as the people have been taught to tell. We got one more chance to end this fight. And that
any, many, mighty motivational speech. In the end, is anybody gonna wake up these people? Cause lately we're sleeping, we waiting on fate to take us to Jesus. But maybe he needs us to make it and break the slavery thesis. We suck, ironic, cause it's a crisis. It's flipped the light switch, we didn't get to fight it. It just went from whips to nightsticks. So we live to light this last torch, hoping it suffices. Cause I may very well be living like this, but our love for each other's as real as our civil rights. I wonder if we all be upset if they killed a white kid. It seems like this whole thing should make us feel united. But all we did was pull it together, we still be lifeless. So who's gonna say it? Black power's useless. we all got a villain. No one paid it. It's funny how these riots and dying is so related, God. That's the only time we come together. Don't you hate it, God?
Is it all for self? Don't feel bad, cause we lost as well. We look for heaven, so we fall to hell. We got one more chance to get this right, and that's now. Cause it's all for real. Dead soldiers in the field, that's an awful smell. Hey, we as a people have been taught to sell. We got one more chance to end this fight, and that's now. Is it all for self? Don't feel bad, cause we lost as well. We look for heaven, so we fall to hell. We got one more chance to get this right, and that's now. Cause it's all for real. Dead soldiers in the field, that's an awful smell. Hey, we as a people have been taught to sell. We got one more chance to end this fight, and
it's
that's
like
now.
Your uncles and fathers go hunting for deer on Christmas Eve. And while the child is waiting for the reindeer to come, they might walk into the garage where the uncles and pops have gutted the deer. They open the door, and they see Rudolph hanging up there with the guts hanging outside. Trauma for the kids messed up for life because of that. They can't do nothing about the phenomena of nature. Meanwhile, well, you have to ask yourself, why would they waste their time messing with the Nuwabians, as they like to call it, Nuwabians? Why would they be messing with the Nuwabians at this close proximity to destruction?